Welcome to Living a Lifestyle of Prayer. My name is Jackie Davis, and I'm going to be reading Declarations for Breakthrough. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that it is the truth that sets us free. Father, I pray that you would set us free today in Jesus' name. Amen. The scripture for today is Job 22:28. You will decree a thing and it will be established for you. A few years ago, I was seeking the Lord for a breakthrough in my life. I was saved when I was 10 years old and had experienced much fruit in my life. I had learned to love the word and its power to renew my mind when I read it. However, I constantly struggled with feeling like I was not good enough, inadequate, and full of self-hatred. I knew in my heart the truth of God's word and that those inadequate thoughts were no longer who I was in Christ. Nevertheless, I could not seem to gain a consistent victory in my mind over what God had for me. I battled this stronghold until a friend introduced me to declarations in the Bible. As I started understanding the power of biblical declarations, my life started to change in a powerful way. I began to see myself differently, and things I had struggled with all my life stopped hindering me in the way they did. I started walking with a freedom I hadn't known. The definition of a decree is a formal order that is backed by the law. When you decree something, you say it out loud. I started speaking out the truth of God's word over myself daily. There is power in what we say. Sometimes when we want to see something different, we need to say something different and use the power of our words to partner with eternal truth and believe something different. Speaking out God's word and decrees aloud over myself started to establish a fruitfulness in God's word that I had not experienced until that point. It can produce fruitfulness in your own life, but also cause harm when we speak things opposite of God's plan for us. Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." Let's speak the truth, sisters. If you are wondering how declarations work practically, I'm going to show you how they look in my life. Start simply. If there is something you're struggling with or an area you need a breakthrough in, then ask God for a scripture to stand on that relates to that very thing. One of my biggest struggles was feeling joy right where God had me with my situation, family, and circumstances. I felt a lot of confusion about where I was. And as I was reading the Bible one day, Isaiah 61:7 jumped out at me. That verse said that instead of confusion, I would rejoice in my portion. I copied this verse out and taped it onto my mirror. Then every day while I was getting ready, I would turn it into a declaration. I would partner my faith by saying it out loud with authority. Thank you, Jesus, that I will no longer have confusion in my circumstances, but peace, because you are the Prince of Peace, leading and guiding me. Thank you for giving me joy in my journey, my life, and my situation. It didn't take very long, and I started to enjoy where God had me and see a breakthrough in other areas I was struggling to see victory in. Mama, God wants to use declarations to bring breakthrough in your life. Start partnering your faith with God's life-giving biblical promises and apply them by speaking His word out loud today. And His ways will be established more fully in your life. God is no respecter of persons. If He can do this in my life, He can do it for you. So let's pray as we end. Father, thank you for decrees. Thank you that as we speak out the truth of your word and partner our faith with that truth, that we will see breakthrough. We will see victory in our lives. Help us to be diligent in renewing our minds in this powerful way. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.